You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. And here's a news flash. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyan has been accused of having a potty mouth. But in his careful analysis today, turns out there's a wide divide between classroom parlance here and across the pond.
And a very good morning to you all. When I first started working here as a teacher in the United States, it was as a middle school teacher in Florida. Well, one day the principal called me into her office and she said that she'd heard some complaints from parents about my use of bad language in the classroom. Now, I should tell you that we Irish have a genetic predisposition for this sort of thing. You see, we used to speak the Gaelic language. And, for example, ma vis the kaintlvanish as Gaelge nivyok pin olish agiv katalaragam. You see, I was just speaking to you in Irish there, and you hadn't a clue what I was saying, did you? But then, you see, along came the English, perfidious Albion, and they forced us all to speak English. Well, they didn't really, but let's not let the truth get in the way of holding a massive grudge against the old enemy. And rather than speak the Queen's English, we Irish spoke Irish English, which is to say, we didn't hold back with our expletives. The F word is not so much a swear word in the average Irish conversation, it's a comma. But getting back to the principal and me being hauled over the coals for bad language, even I knew for certain that I had not used, to, you know, quote the local vernacular, I hadn't dropped the F-bomb in class. I may be stupid, but I'm not a complete moron. So I was at a genuine loss as to what exactly she was talking about. Says I, could you tell me exactly what I said? Says she, well, Brian, you said H-E double hockey sticks. Sorry? Says I, what's that? H-E double hockey sticks, says she, this time a bit more laboured, so that I could understand. And I'm still totally clueless, and I'm a bit exasperated now, because I feel like, well, a bit of a fool for not understanding what she's driving at, and, well, I stand accused of professional misconduct. So I says to her, and I swear I'm not making this up, what the hell are you talking about? And, of course, the woman got the shock of her life, and she shrieks back at me, you just said it! You just said the cuss word! You just said it! And I'm still clueless as to what she's driving at, so I ask her to write it down. Well, when I saw what she had written down, I can honestly tell you, my friends, that my flabber has never been so gasted. I was gobsmacked. Says I, you mean to tell me that I can't say the word, I can't say that word in class? No, Mr. O, no, you, like, she's, like I'm from another planet or something. You're a school teacher. But hang on. Okay, hang on. Can I say the word desk? Can I say the word chair? Can I say the word pencil? Because basically where I come from, they're all on the same register as the word as that other word. And at home, as a youngster, if I hadn't been to confession for a long time, the parish priest might tweak my ear and he might say something like, and where the hell have you been hiding, you little bollocks, you? And no one would bat an eyelid. And later on, I learned that there was another word that I'd been using all the time in class. And then somebody said, you can't use that word. The other word is, well, it's a word that describes an immovable object designed to block a large body of water. It's an object built by beavers, you know what I mean? All of this is to say, look, if you have some pent-up frustrations about using bad language, maybe you should consider a holiday in Ireland. Let it all hang out. Most people won't even notice. Have a lovely week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyan, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyan every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.